Now, a new multimedia project is telling the stories of Black Milwaukeeans, from advocates and policymakers to everyday people. My Black Story highlights people making a positive difference in the city of Milwaukee. Here's Jeff Roman, Milwaukee Human Rights Commissioner, who was the first person highlighted for the project.
Getting out of our own way and being able to, especially with Black organizations and Black leaders, getting us into rooms where we can talk about the issues, the hurt, and the trauma that we experience within our own communities, within our own organizations, within our own families, that prevent us or get in the way of us really being able to come together to solve the issues that we have.
Robert Biko Baker is curator and producer of My Black Story. He's joining us now from our Milwaukee studio to talk about the project. Biko, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, tell us about My Black Story. What is the goal here?
We're just trying to uplift and amplify the voices of people in Milwaukee who are traditionally not on mainstream news. And unfortunately, Milwaukee has sort of a bad rap. And every day when I walk through the city or I'm online, I'm seeing some amazing visionary genius leaders. And MyBlackStory.us's goal is just to make sure that their story is heard and it's in a way that's cool and reflects what's going on in the city.
We've seen reports lately that in media reporting a lot and in pop culture, you either see Black people represented as poor or criminal or star athletes or musicians. Is this a chance to try to tell the rest of the story here?
Yeah, I mean, those are powerful narratives, and there's truth in everything you see in TV and on stereotype. But every day, you know, there are young people and regular people in the city of Milwaukee who are challenging that narrative. They're starting businesses, they're building up their families, they're fighting against human trafficking. And I think it's important for the world to know this because the only way that we can challenge this narrative is when people who are the stakeholders in it are leading with it.
I want to give another listen. You spotlighted Romel Tolbert, a technology executive. Let's listen to part of his story.
Man, when I was, 6 years old, I didn't know I was doing it, but I started writing code on a Commodore 64 computer. So my parents bought a computer. I hooked it up into the back of the TV, and I pulled out the instruction manual. And in the instruction manual, it showed you how to write procedural-based or command-line code. So I plugged it in. I followed the instructions, and little did I know I was creating a career for myself, or I was starting a career for myself by just doing that.
Now, Romel, in the technology business, there are a lot of stories like this in Milwaukee. Biko.
Yeah, I mean, Romel's story, he's actually an executive leader at GE Medical, and he's one of those guys that you don't hear a lot about. He looks a little bit like an athlete, but he's just a nerd. And he's has such a powerful impact in the city because he's actually in charge of recruiting other African-American leaders to work for GE. And in a city that's trying to re-envision itself, I think it's powerful that we have some new voices out there who are bringing people to the city.
On the My Black Story website, there's video and the audio, as we just heard. There's also some data and some visualizations. And in Romel's story, you point out that less than 1% of technology executives are African-American. Is that why it's important to tell Romel's story here?
That's right on. And, I come from a technology background. I've worked for a software firm called ThoughtWorks. And I was always struck by the fact that a lot of the stuff that me and my friends had taught each other in hip-hop translated to technology. So when you see someone that's like Romel Tolbert, who's at the top of his game, and you're a young African-American who's going to Tech High School or Marshall High School, you can see yourself in Romel, and I think that's what's so powerful about My Black Story.
Talking to Robert Biko Baker. He's curator and producer of My Black Story. He's with us from our Milwaukee studio talking about this online multimedia project, telling the stories of Black people in Milwaukee from all walks of life. And Biko, how do you find people to feature on My Black Story?
Well, the great thing about My Black Story is that it's supported by an organization called the Campaign for Black Male Achievement. And that's a national organization that's really trying to cultivate a network of leaders, not just Black males, but leaders who are really trying to work to bring about policy change and narrative change amongst Black males. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are involved in that network here who we are just scraping the surface on. And so there's some friends out there. When we first started, we wanted them to pilot the story. But right now, if you go to myblackstory.us and you're interested in you know, having a friend story told, just sign up in the forum and we'll try to find you.
What's the audience you're hoping is going to watch these My Black Story stories?
Well, you know, I think it's so great that we're on Wisconsin Public Radio talking to Madison. And, you know, we definitely want to have black folks hear their story and in a way that hasn't been told before. But we're also excited about challenging this narrative across the state, because unfortunately, when people talk bad about Milwaukee, it makes it hard for us as business people and as you know, as leaders to get outside the mold and get into the global economy. And so we also want people who are outside of our community to listen and be proud, because this is a Milwaukee story. And, you know, we've already reached over 100,000 viewers, and we have some cool ideas planned for the next iteration. So be proud. You don't have to be from the black community to be proud of what's going on in black Milwaukee.
Want to listen to a bit of one more story here. Monique Liston talks about what she does in Milwaukee.
Right now, the best description for my work is that I wake up every day a black woman. I wake up, I see the world through the lens of being black in America, being black and woman in America. And it excites me, because I know with that comes a tradition and a legacy of race work. And being dedicated to not just the community, but understanding what it takes to build a community, what it takes to feed a community, what it takes to make a community understand itself as strong, understand its own power.
And that's a consistent theme, as you were talking about, Biko, not just people talking about their lives, not just people talking about problems in Milwaukee, but people working on solutions.
That's right. We know that the solutions to our problems exist inside of our community. And Monique Liston, she has such a powerful story because she's just recently gotten her doctorate. She went to Milwaukee Lutheran High School, and she uses data-driven engagement to tell a story about ways that black people can be involved in cultural practices and education. And that's a powerful thing, especially during Black History Month, when unfortunately a lot of times our history is truncated in that month. But each day and every day, educators and decision makers have an opportunity to diversify the story and embolden not just the students of color that are in their schools, but also young white people and young people who may not necessarily identify with urban issues, so that they can be connected. You know, I think the power, you know, popular media is talking about Wakanda and the Black Panther narrative. And I just think we're just seeing the opening of what, you know, is just the diverse browning and happening of society. And I feel like this is happening now, and it's important that a black town like Milwaukee is leading the way.
You mentioned diversifying, and I think maybe if somebody thinks a black person from Milwaukee, one story or another pops into their head. But in My Black Story, we see people who grew up in Milwaukee, people who moved there from around the country. We see people who are artists, business people, activists working in government, from poor families, more well-to-do families. There's a lot of diversity within this community.
That's right. Milwaukee, you know, it's unfortunate. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with just the tradition that is the ugliness of the 20th century that we're fighting back right now. But, you know, I'm proud to be from Milwaukee. I went to graduate school at UCLA and came back and have stayed here because I see the potential every time I see a young genius who picks up a camera and is inspired to do something different. You know, and it doesn't, you know, we are struggling. There are real statistical problems here, but the power of storytelling allows us to see new futures and new ideas that weren't there. And I'm happy that the Campaign for Black Male Achievement has allowed us to reimagine and revisit the beauty that's in our city.
MyBlackStory.us is just in Milwaukee for now. I understand you want to take it on the road and bring it to other cities. What are you hoping to do?
Well, this is going to be the 10-year anniversary of the Campaign for Black Male Achievement. So, I mean, today we've been emailing about ways to broaden and diversify our story. And for a long time, I was before I got into technology, I was in the cultural producer and hip-hop maker. And so there are a lot of people who identify with what's going on in Milwaukee. And I feel like this is just the beginning, because people are yearning for these types of stories.
If people are listening and saying, you know, I'm a black person in Milwaukee, I have a story to tell, can they share their story with you?
Yeah, definitely. You can go to myblackstory.us and just sign up. We're definitely always looking for innovative and powerful stories. Or you can go to the Facebook and go to myblackstory.us and just send us a message. We're definitely paying attention and always looking for positive and innovative things to talk about.
Can you talk more about the power of story? Because I think it's easy, no matter what community we're talking about, it's easy to think of the statistics or our preconception or what we think of the person on the other side of the social scale, the political landscape, whatever. Talk more about what you see as the value of hearing people tell their stories.
Yeah, I mean, one of the powerful things that My Black Story is built upon is the Obamatory story of self. And, you know, we look at a man like President Obama who, through his story and stunt speeches, was able to inspire the nation to think differently and come out and say, yes, we can. And that time seems like such a long time ago, but we really see the story structure that Obama used as a way to connect. And we all, regardless of our backgrounds, have unique things that make us more alike than different. And the more we are able to identify those things through storytelling, it brings us together. And, you know, you don't have to be a partisan or a political person to understand that Obama's story was something that brought and illuminated him to the rest of the country.
You've got a bunch of these multimedia stories, a growing number of them online now. What has been the response from the community?
Well, the best response has been when a young person or a business person comes up to me and says, your story has helped us get business. There's a young man we work with, DJ Willie Shakes, Jeff Kennedy, who's a multimedia producer. And he said as soon as that video went up, people were calling him and validating him for work. And, you know, it's hard for us to buy ads in on the mainstream newspapers. And it's hard for us to get earned media on the news networks. But when we have a powerful tool like My Black Story and people are able to see it and see themselves in it, what it does is allows people to get connected and grow, and that's the power of this. If Milwaukee is one of the blackest cities in the country per se, and you know that's to me is a huge asset for media creation and content creation, because YouTuber creators are you know in LA look like the people in Milwaukee, and so we're inspired that people are thinking differently about how to do business online and offline because of My Black Story.
Pico, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob.
That was Robert Biko Baker. He joins us to talk about MyBlackStory.us, a new multimedia project sharing the stories of Black Milwaukeeans. You can see more of those videos again at MyBlackStory.us.